This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, on The Fan, till 5 a.m. until the great E.J. Stewart takes over for me. It is my flu game tonight, Michael Jordan style, but we battle through, feeling under the weather. Unlike the Knicks, who have not yet battled through adversity this season, and that's where we start. You know, we have a huge slate tomorrow, or today. Knicks, 1 o'clock in Boston, I believe. St. John's, the number 10 team in the nation, hosting UConn at noon. But we can't even get into the fun stuff yet because I got to talk about where this Knicks team is and the confidence level I have right now. And I'll say this much. My confidence was sky high, probably up until 2-3 weeks ago. I'd say right now it's at a lukewarm 5 out of 10. And the reason why I come out here with this pessimistic attitude is after another dismantling by a good team, by one of the best teams, the Cavaliers, the Knicks' only hope is Mitchell Robinson. And that is a terrible place to be. I'll say it again. Their only hope is Mitchell Robinson. And the number to call is always 888-808-1019, before I forget. They have struggled against the teams that shoot the most three-pointers. I'm not even talking about quantity. I am talking about quantity. They struggle against the teams that shoot the most three-pointers. The Celtics shoot 48. They're first in the league. Chicago, 43. That's second in the league. And the Cavs, 41. And that is fourth in the league. The Warriors are third. The Knicks are 1-6 against those teams. And listen, Chicago is not a good team. The point is, what is their kryptonite? Yes, their kryptonite is being a good team. You know, they're 0-6 against the Thunder, the Cavs, and the Celtics. But they're 1-6 against these teams. And I chose that because they're not losing to these teams just because they're good teams. They're losing to these teams specifically for the reason is they can't keep up with them with their perimeter defense. And they can't keep up with them shooting the amount of threes they shoot. And in comparison, the Knicks are 27th in the league in three-point attempts with 34. So they're shooting almost 10 less threes. They are not making more than them, obviously. It doesn't matter if the shooting percentage is better. I'm sure their shooting percentage is better than all three. I think, they're better than two, but the Cavs. And when I say Mitchell Robinson's their only hope, because they have two guys, not for a lack of effort, especially not with Brunson, who are not good defenders in Brunson and Towns, which puts a lot of strain on OG, who's already banged up, and Mikal Bridges, who has done a fine job. A lot of Knicks fans like to point to him. He's done exactly what I've thought he would do. He's brought defense. He's been a good effort guy. The best defenders always get cooked. The guys who are always covering the best players are usually going to get points put on their head. You know, I talked about this being my flu game. Byron Russell, we all remember the shot. Jordan gave him fits for a seven-game series, and he was one of the elite defenders in the league. How many times did John Starks get embarrassed by Michael Jordan? How many times did Bruce Bowen get embarrassed by Kobe? We could go on and on. But to stay on topic, Mitch would extend the floor. You know, defensively, you now have two bigs around 7 feet, cover a lot of ground. It allows Towns to not have to anchor the defense that covers the corners better, which allows OG and Bridges to have more leeway. Where right now, if there's a mistake by Brunson at the point of an attack, or if there's a forgotten backdoor cut that Towns is not covering, it's Bridges and OG's responsibility. At times, Josh Hart, who's also hurt right now, it's their responsibility. So hopefully, Mitchell Robinson helps them there. Again, a terrible place to be when it feels like Mitchell Robinson is your only hope. And no, I'm not saying he's walking in the door and he's a superstar. I'm saying that he is a piece to this puzzle that they thought they were going to have at some point this season when they were building this roster. That is a major defensive piece. He is one of, I would probably argue, a top four defensive big in the league. And off the rip, there's only three guys that are definitely ahead of him. And that's Wemby, Anthony Davis, and Rudy Gobert. And at times, Rudy Gobert is unimpressive. But the point is, he's not a superstar, but he brings something this Knicks team is dearly missing, an interior presence. Someone to, you know, stretch out the defensive side of the floor. Also, the Knicks sit 23rd in rebounding. He will help on the glass. It's bad when your best rebounder is a 6'4 two guard. So again, I reiterate, the Knicks only hope at a championship this season, not talking about their championship window, that is far from closing, but their only hope at winning this season is Mitchell Robinson. Their only hope at overcoming the Boston Celtics, who they most likely would have to play in a second round series, or if they were to get past them to beat the Cavs, is Mitchell Robinson. Specifically with the Cavs, you saw it on Friday night. They were getting easy buckets, one after the other, in the paint. There was no answer for it early on. The second the Knicks tried to figure it out, they started raining the threes down. At the end of that first half, those Donovan Mitchell threes were backbreakers. The game went from being in hand, reachable, to kind of being out of reach, and they never got close to it being back. Early on, I loved what I saw early on from the Knicks offensively, even defensively. The second the game got really opened up, the Knicks struggled. They couldn't get back to cover the paint, and when they did, they didn't give you any effort to close out on the three. Mitchell Robinson will help with both of those. So again, things they struggle with, teams that shoot a lot of threes. They don't even have to be in a fit. These teams are efficient, but teams that shoot a lot of threes. I highlight the Bulls for a reason. Everyone talks about, oh, the Knicks would struggle with the Magic or the Pistons in a first-round series as like a dark horse thing. No, that's a team that is not good that the Knicks struggle with. They lost to them in November. They got blown out in January by them, and they come back and nearly lose on Thursday night. Why? They shoot a lot of threes, and the Knicks do not up the ante when they have teams raining threes down on them. That's partially coaching. That's partially player mindset. It also is tough when two of your five starters in Bridges and Brunson, and this is not me knocking them, their best shot is a mid-range shot. It's getting to the paint. They both have a great turnaround, you know, from that elbow shot. But with Mitchell Robinson, he's not going to affect the offensive end. You know, maybe he'll clean up the offensive boards a little bit. Gives you another pick-and-roll option. But this is not about the offense. It's about the defense. It's about the rebounding, both offensive and defensive. They are not going to be able to be either. We don't even have to talk about the Thunder. I see people always using the Thunder. They lost to the Thunder too. They're not playing the Thunder in the playoffs unless they make the NBA Finals. And you can't think that far ahead. So right now, is it a good place for the Knicks to be a top five team in the league? Sure. But when they're not close to those top three teams, that's a problem. And for me to come out here and genuinely feel like our only hope is Mitchell Robinson coming back and doing what he does best when he's healthy, that's a bad place to be. 888-808-1019. They got a great game out of Brunson. The game was never close. They got a very good game out of Towns. The game was never close. Now today, when they play the Celtics, we all could feel really good if they beat them. My feelings are going to probably stay the same about this. I do think the Knicks have everything they need to win a title, but do I think that they would be the favorite in a series?
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Against the Celtics? No. If you asked me 2.5 weeks ago, if I thought, that was probably the last time I spoke to you guys, if I thought they could beat the Cavs in a series, 100%. Right now, every day of this season, that dwindles a little more every day. And I think Mitchell Robinson changes a lot about the Cavs. But what does it do for you against the Celtics? Teams that are going to rain these threes down are going to hurt the Knicks. If something doesn't change on the defensive end, and the only way that's changing, because the players are what they are, is Mitchell Robinson. And to say, think about it, take all names and context away. You're often, or I guess context matters here, but take away the names. You're often an injured center / backup center is your only hope. A slow-footed, lacking offensive game center is your only hope. That is a terrible place to be. Anything can happen, obviously. We've seen when this team plays at the top of their game, they're as good as anybody else. The problem is, we haven't seen the top of their game against a good team this whole season. We saw for a half against the Thunder. One half. And I hate being this pessimistic fan. When it comes to the... I'm across the board, glass half full kind of guy. But right now, I'm just being real. I don't see it. And yes, if Mitchell's healthy for the rest of the season, and I envision we'll see him in the coming weeks. If not this week, the week after. If he's healthy the rest of the year, sure, this is going to feel more like a reality. But it doesn't feel great when the Knicks are banking on this guy to anchor a defense that dearly needs an anchor. I am shocked to see a team that has two of the best on-ball defenders in the league, in OG and Mikal Bridges, struggle the way they do at times, defensively. They couldn't hide Brunson on Max Strus, which at first it felt like was a genius idea. Not, like illogical, like all of us thought that's what they would do. But even that hurt them. We've seen it when they play a team like the Bulls, a not good team, when they can't figure out a way to hide Brunson on the defensive end. It almost would help the Knicks early on to put Brunson on the team's best player because you're not going to stop the guy either way. So he's going to get hurt either way. You might as well be a guy that you know they're going to get hurt by. End a game, you could switch it up. Bridges doesn't have the advantage he has covering a guard like he does playing Trae Young. When it comes, his size is almost overwhelming at times. When he's playing a Jaylen Brown, a Jason Tatum, a Donovan Mitchell, OG Anunoby. So thought processes, you're playing the Celtics. You would love to have Bridges and OG covering Brown and Tatum. But now you have to worry about who needs help on the back end with Towns or who needs help on the front end with Bridges at the point of attack. I mean, with Brunson. So now that takes OG off of what you would prefer his matchup to be. With Mitchell Robinson in that picture, sure. That quells a little bit of that concern. But until they can also show that they can close out effectively and stop other teams from shooting the ball from deep as well as they have against them, nothing's going to change. So again, they might be the fifth best team in the league, fourth best team in the league. They're not close to the top three. And Mitchell Robinson being your only hope is a terrible place to be. And I want to reiterate, I'm talking about this year. Their championship window is not shutting. We saw the Celtics fail multiple times, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. And what it came down to was the core stayed the same, but they had to put the pieces in place to build out the rest of the roster. The Knicks have great role players. They don't have enough. You know, Precious and Miles McBride are awesome role players. The Knicks don't have enough of those guys. Mitchell Robinson, hopefully, will be an awesome role player. You know, they have their Derek White and Josh Hart. But Josh Hart's not winning you a series against one of the best teams in the league. Your team defense can. Your superstar could. Well, the Knicks have two of them. But right now, what we've seen on the court and on paper, the Knicks aren't in that class. And that fading feeling that we have some kind of upper hand against the Cavs is gone. The first game of the year was so early on, I chalked it up to, doesn't matter. That's a totally different Knicks team, totally different Cavs team. But then they come out Friday night, OG's healthy. Yes, it's his first game back, but he's healthy. I don't want to hear it with the injuries. I don't want to hear it today if they lose to the Celtics. Everyone's got injuries. We lost to the Celtics last time. They didn't have half their guys, just like the Knicks. But if Friday night, the Knicks go out there and they put up a dud. Another dud against a great team, against the one of two rivals that you're going to need to take out in the postseason in the Eastern Conference. So again, just to reiterate what my point was as far as the three-point shooting, the Knicks are 1-6 against the Celtics, Cavs, and Bulls. Yes, one of those teams is not like the other. I know that, but there is a reason why I'm pointing this out. The Celtics are first in three-point attempts. The Bulls are second, and the Cavs are fourth. The Knicks almost lost to the Bulls on Thursday night. And I'm not taking the win away from them, but I'm saying they almost lost. They struggle against these teams that shoot a lot of threes. Not quality, quantity. And that is a major, major issue. The Thunder are top 10 in that situation, too, so you want to throw it in there. The Thunder are the best team in the league, in my opinion. I think the Celtics and Thunder is the finals we're going to get. But if you're asking me right now, the Thunder are the best team in the league. Does not mean they're going to win, but that's how I feel. The Celtics are a unicorn in the sense that they shoot nearly seven more threes than everybody else. They almost shoot 50 threes a game and hit 18 of them. That's tough to keep up with. Especially when you have a leaky defense. 888-808-1019. I've got you until 5 a.m. We've got a lot more to get to. We're sticking with the Knicks. On the other side of the glass, I will try to find some silver lining to the rest of the season. We'll hear from the great Rami Lavi as I struggle through a phlegmy, congested night. We'll get to the Knicks. We'll get to the Mets and the Yankees as well. A big St. John's game at noon today we'll also get to. All that on the Fan, Anthony Gallo, till 5 a.m.